All right, guys. Sunday, May 12th, Mother's Day, MMA OB Daily Podcast. We're going to preview UFC Vegas 92, Barboza Murphy. We just recapped UFC St. Louis, Lewis versus Nascimento. They had to put it, by the way, we didn't even talk about that, but they had to put a guy named Lewis on the St. Louis card, right? Now, we don't have anyone in Vegas in the UFC, I don't think. So we got Barboza and Murphy, though. So pretty good main event here. We got, I think it's 12 fights, right? If I'm not mistaken. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 12 fights on this card. So standard card. Just your overall, we get into it.
It's one of the less attractive.
What?
Apex cards. One of the less attractive Apex cards.
Okay, honest.
You know.
I agree with you. This card's pretty weak. I mean, I'm gonna watch it, but it's kind of a weak card, you know?
Yeah.
Not the best one. You. Yeah, a couple of comments from this guy, Big Marcel 24. Who's that guy? Who is that guy?
Yeah, what a punk. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
What's up, Antoine? Get it, boys. Sorry, Mr. First Podcast. No worries, man. You go back and watch the recap. It was fun. But yeah, I say we get into it, Marcel. Again, we use UFCstats.com for the order. We'll go 1 to 12, or 12 to 1, I should say. Start from the bottom, work way up. All right, we'll go for the first fight. It is Vanessa Demopoulos taking on Emily Ducote, women's strawweight division. After this one, we have Ducote minus 310, favorite, Demopoulos plus 250. Yeah, I think it's, to be honest with you, I think it'll be somewhat competitive. I think the odds are a little inflated here, man. Minus 310 seems a little hefty on Ducote, who hasn't been, you know, a world beater in the UFC. She's 2-2, so she's a 500 fighter. It seems like a lot. At the same time, Demopoulos, you know, her record is 4-3, 4-2. So a little slightly better, but I think she's been a little bit lucky in some of these judges' decisions too at the same time. Seems to have a style the judges like for whatever reason. It to me is a striker grappler matchup. That's what I look at it as. And I think Ducote's the better striker and she should be able to keep the fight standing. So theoretically she should win the fight, but at the same time, Marcel, she's got that dog in her, dude, and she does make it a tough fight usually. So I'm staying away from it, dude, because I think it could be a fight where the judges get involved most likely and they could fuck it up. So I'll pass. I'll take Ducote by decision. I'm pretty sure this fight goes to decision. I'll say that. But I think Ducote will get it done. I'm not confident enough to lay it minus 310. I actually think Demopoulos potentially could win like a split decision here. So what do you think?
Yeah, man. Demopoulos has so many split decision wins that she actually shouldn't have won. It's actually crazy, man. I think, like you said, it's a striker versus grappler matchup, you know. It's kind of a hard fight to pick, in my opinion, because I feel like both girls can do well here. But at the same time, this also kind of feels like a split decision. And let's go the other way this time, man. I'm taking Emily Ducote to win here. I think she will win at least two of the three rounds. But she has to try to keep it standing, pretty much, in my opinion. But, yeah, who did you pick again?
Ducote by decision.
Yeah, I'm with you there, man. I'm with you there.
I just think the odds are a little inflated. Minus 310 seems high. Beating the coat, despite what Dan said. Yeah, for sure. Saw Vanessa person UFC 300. Didn't know she was that sexy. Dude, she's a former stripper. And they talked about it on Dana White Contender Series, remember? They were all over that. So, yeah, she's definitely she's an attractive woman, for sure. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We have Alatang Ali taking on Clinchen Rodriguez. And the odds for this one, Marcel Rodriguez is favored. Minus 160, where is it? Minus 155, plus 130 and highly, Alatang Haile. I'll get you to start on this one.
You go first in this one.
I think it's another competitive fight, to be honest with you. I think this is another fight that can kind of go either way. Rodriguez, I guess it should be Rodriguez because he's Brazilian.
Yeah.
I should say Rodriguez. I got to get it right. He's a pretty good striker. We saw that, you know, that knockout win over Shannon Ross, but I don't know what that means. The other two fights, you know, CJ Vergara fight was a competitive fight that he lost. And it was, a fight where he was supposed to win. He was a big favorite and lost a split decision. And the fight with Farid Bashrat was not a good look. He got taken down and submitted pretty fast. So not sure what to think about this guy anymore. And then Alatang Ali, what's his record? 4-2-1 actually in the UFC. So to be honest, he's probably done a little better than I think we expected going into the UFC. He's pretty well-rounded. I think that win over Chad and Helliger kind of looking a lot better now, right? In hindsight, Chad's not a bad fighter and he beat him pretty easily, so that win's looking better. He did lose his last fight to Gutierrez, the striking fighter, got kicked, beaten up, no surprise there. You know, for me, Marcel, this is a fight where I kind of think the dog can win, to be honest with you. So I guess I don't know if you have the button ready. You have a button?
Nope.
get something ready, because I'm going to probably lean towards the dog here. I think it's a competitive fight, but I also feel like Alatang Haile can grapple him and grind out a win here, grind out a shitty like decision. Like, not the most exciting decision, but a decision nonetheless. So that's my pick. Got to fade Rodriguez, because I don't know, man. For whatever reason, I can't buy this guy's a favorite right now. And he's been disappointing to me in the UFC, personally. I think he's been disappointing. So you have anything to... Boom. There you go. What's your pick?
I'm also on Alatang Haley here, man.
That's his dog. Here we go.
Yeah. I feel like, listen, man, Clayton Rodriguez, yeah, he looked great against Shannon Ross, but we didn't, you know. And overall, he's not a bad fighter, but I feel like I underestimated Alatang Haley for a lot of times already, you know. And I feel like Alatang Haley wins most of the fights against guys he's supposed to win against. And I feel like the Chad and Helliger win now looks a lot better. Like, I think he's just said that as well, you know. Alatang Haley for me, decision win for the guy from China. Yeah.
There we go. We have the same pick. Talking about Vanessa. Yeah, she did. I think her dad, awkward, but yeah. On the field, doesn't post thirst traps. I guess she's already done it in person. There you go. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We got Pierre Rodriguez taking on Ariane Carnelosi, making a return to the octagon. Pierre Rodriguez is favored here, -175. Ariane Carnelosi, +145. Marcel, I'll let you start on this one. Who do you think?
Yeah, so it a little bit depends. You know, Ariane has been out for a pretty long time. Last time in 2022, she had some knee problems. You know, she comes back now. She's like fucking yoked, man. She's like super.
I know.
Like, yeah. She looks very strong. Pierre Rodriguez. I feel like she's not bad, you know. At the same time, I also feel like she's not like, I don't see her reaching a top 10 or something, you know what I mean? But the same goes for Ariane Carnelosi, to be really honest. She lost to Gillian Robertson last time out with that armbar, which she said she didn't tap or whatever, you know. Before that, the two good wins in the UFC against Kay Hansen, against Sam Hughes. That Sam Hughes win kind of looks good now, you know. I think Sam Hughes is doing pretty well in the UFC, although she lost her last fight against Lucindo. No, against your Horegi, sorry, both Yasmins.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm picking Carnelosi here, man. I think she can get the finish, actually. I'm going with the ground and pound.
She is a dog, too, so you might as well hit the button. Or...
Yeah, let's go again. I think I have a lot of dogs on this card, by the way.
Do you? Okay. All right, hit it for me, too, man. We have another consensus dog. Crazy. Yeah, I'm taking her too, dude. I just think the size and strength is going to play here.
Yeah,
I think she'll be able to take Rodriguez down and hold her on the ground and beat her up. And the layoff is the concern, because if she wasn't on the layoff, I think she should be favored here. Rodriguez, I don't know, man. She's been a little disappointing to me, Marcel. I got to be honest with you. You know, squeaks by Kay Hansen.
I feel the same way.
She beats Sam Hughes, which, you know, I guess looks a little better now, but Sam Hughes is not anything special. And then Gillian Robertson kind of washed her on the ground. So I kind of feel like on the ground, you know, Carnelosi, I mean, let's be honest, like she's been, you know, up and down too, but you know, the fighters she lost to are ranked. So I don't know. And then she's obviously strong as fuck. She's also a finisher. Trains with, I saw her in the cage a few weeks ago with Jean Matsumoto, and I was like, oh, that's her again. Yeah. And then they announced the fight. So, or maybe it was a few months ago and I can't remember, but yeah. So she got the fight booked. And I think she could win this fight too. I think she'll be able to get the fight to the ground and kind of just wear on Pira and maybe get a finish, if not, you know, a decision. But I like the money line here. I'll take Carnelosi by. I don't know the method, actually, to be honest with you. I think she could win decision or stoppage, but I like her at +145 here. I think the odds are a little off, so I'll take her. I was also Sam Hughes for his training fighters. That's true. Yeah, Sam's better now for sure. All right, let's go to the next fight here. We got Abus Magomedov taking on Worley Alves, and the odds for this one have a boost favored -270, Worley +220. Dude, it sucks because I've been such a big Worley Alves fan ever since he came to the UFC from Ultimate Fighter back in the day, Ultimate Fighter Brazil. But I mean, at this point in his career, you can't pick this guy to win a fight. It's just hard to. He's lost three straight fights. He hasn't won a fight in over 3 years. He's got bad cardio. He's chinny. He's fighting at a weight class I don't think he should be at, middleweight. I think he should be at welterweight too. I know Abus has been disappointing. He's looked pretty bad in his last two fights, but you know, I think looking back at it, those are not bad losses either to Caio Barbalho and Sean Strickland. Those are top 10 guys, top 15 guys. So a former champ, in fact. So to me, it's a guy that's on the decline against the guy that UFC kind of wants to build back up here. And I think Abus will get the win. I'm going to take Abus by knockout first round. What do you think?
Yeah, man. I feel the same way, man. Shout out James Lynch, Abus Magomedov. I think first round knockout, I'm going as well. I feel like all of us, like you said, it's not in the right weight class. And Abus needs a win. And I think if he wins, he will do it early. So I'm also going with Abus Magomedov by knockout. So we're at the same page there.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. Next fight is Tamiris Vidal taking on Melissa Gatto. And this is at bantamweight. So Gatto moving up in weight on short notice, Marcel, which is something to keep in mind. Yet she is a huge favorite here, minus 410, plus 320 on Vidal. So Gatto is the second biggest favorite in the card behind Tom Nolan. The odds are a little hefty, man. I got to be honest with you. They seem really high to me. I am going to pick Gatto, though, because I don't really trust Vidal anymore. I think she's kind of one of those first-rounder bus fighters, it seems like. I think Gatto can win a decision here, but minus 410 is high. It's just like that first fight with Dakota and Demopoulos. These are huge numbers for these women. I think you have a lot of women's fights in this card. You're going to have multiple upsets in the women's fights. There's five women's fights, yeah. You're going to have at least two or three upsets, if not more, so... This is one where I could see an upset, but I'm going to lean towards the favorite slightly, Gatto. But I think she should be like a minus 200 favorite, not minus 400. So I think I'll take her by decision. What do you think?
Yeah, man. Tamiris Vidal against Miranda Cosgrove stunt double. Vidal, she had a good win against Ramona Pascal in her UFC debut. But after that, I don't think the Montserrat Rendon was a great fight, you know. Gatto, she goes up in weight. By the way, Antoine thinks the same as me here. I'm also picking Gatto. I think the odds are a little high as well, but I'm not picking Tamiris Vidal here. I'm going with Gatto decision. I should say I'm going with Miranda Cosgrove to win one and getting back that win, or now finally getting that win inside the cage after losing to Shelby Marks, right? So, yeah.
Yeah. Go. Yep. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We have Antonio Tricoli, Mackenzie Dern's former boyfriend, taking on Umar C. Sy or C, you know?
Huh?
His last name.
Yeah.
Umar. How do you pronounce it?
C?
C, yeah. All right, so Umar is the favorite. Minus 265, Antonio plus 215. Umar should win, right? I mean, he's a big favorite here. He's a beast of a prospect. Tricoli's taking the fight on short notice, filling in for Rodolfo Bellotto. Tricoli hasn't fought in 3 years. He was suspended for PEDs. He's been out for a long time. He is a pretty good grappler. I mean, we saw him. I think he did win by submission on Contender before it got overturned, right?
Yeah.
He has quite a bit of experience. He's been a pro for a while. I just don't know what to think about this guy right now. I mean, again, he hasn't fought in 3 years. And then C has been, you know, fighting a lot. Since his last fight, I think he's fought five times. So, you know, he's a beast, striking, submissions. I think he finishes Tricoli. What do you think?
Yeah, by the way, Tricoli, I think he's training now with Glover Teixeira and Alex Pereira.
Okay, okay.
And so that's good on him. But
absolutely.
At the same time, I'm picking C here. You know, C has looked good so far, what I've seen from him. Yeah. Tricoli hasn't fought a lot, man, the last couple of years. I think he fought twice in 4 years or something, and maybe that's already a lot. So, actually twice in 5 years. So it's been a long time since he had a decent streak. UFC signed him actually last year to fight OSP, I think, but that fight didn't happen. Now he's back. I'm going with C. I think C finishes him as well. I'm going with a knockout win in the second round for Umar C.
There we go. So we have the same pick there. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We have Victor Martinez, not the former baseball player, but the MMA fighter, taking on Tom Nolan. And like I said earlier, Tom is the biggest favorite in the card. He is minus 470, Victor plus 360. I mean, listen, Tom's coming off that terrible knockout loss to Nicholas Motta, which was surprising to me. But Victor Martinez got knocked out by Jordan Leavitt. Dude, I can never pick this guy. There's no way. So that's an auto fade, and I think everyone's thinking the same thing. I'm taking Tom Nolan. I mean, this is a quick breakdown, but I have to pick Tom Nolan by knockout. I have to. First round knockout. What do you think?
problem is Tom Nolan, in my opinion, just got hella cocky against Nicolas Moda. You know what I mean? And that's why he didn't have any defense and he got knocked out. I think he learned from that. Tom Nolan, pretty big prospect. Fighting Victor Martinez. Martinez is, I think he's an okay fighter, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, who gets knocked out by Levitt? I mean, yeah, that doesn't look good. I'm also on Nolan here. I think Nolan gets a finish. Shout out Nolan King, by the way. But I think Tom Nolan gets a finish here. I'm going with first round TKO for Tom Nolan to avenge his debut.
Yeah, I think so too. By the way, is that the opening main card fight or the last prelim? Do you know?
That's the last prelim.
Okay, so five fight main card.
Yeah.
This week. Okay. All right, we'll go to the opening up fight on the main card, and we have the women. This is the fifth women's fight in the card. We have Luana Pinheiro taking on Angela Hill. Odds for this one, Angela Hill -155, Pinheiro +130. I like Angela Hill in this fight, man. I think she wins the decision. She just does what she does. She's going to out-volume Pinheiro. She's going to have the better cardio. She has more experience. She's got a better chin. Pinheiro is coming off a bad knockout loss to Hibas. Surprising. And to be honest with you, man, I don't think she beat Waterson Gomez either. You know, she's been a little disappointed in the UFC. You know, I haven't been completely impressed with her. And Hill, you know, for all her faults, man, she just keeps coming back and getting wins when you don't expect them, like against Denise Gomes in her last fight. So I think she'll get the job done here, dude. I like her quite a bit. -155 is a good line on her, I think. I think she wins the decision. What do you think?
Yeah, man. I'm I feel the same way, actually. I feel the same way. I feel like Hill is kind of, listen, man, Hill lost so many split decision, close decisions that people are like, oh, there's Hill again. But Hill makes it almost competitive with everybody, you know what I mean? At the same time, Luana, I think she's a good fighter, don't get me wrong, but she hasn't impressed me so far in the UFC. I also picked Ribas against her. She had a good first round against Amanda, but then she faded. Yeah, for me, Hill all the way. I wouldn't even surprise if she finishes her, but I'm going with a decision win for Angela Hill here.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We got Adrian Yanez taking on Venetia Salvador. Yanez is a big favorite too, -360 +285 in Venetia. I'm taking Yanez to bounce back and get a win. I'll take him by knockout, actually. Venetia has looked terrible in the UFC. I know he's shown some durability, but I just don't trust the guy. I think the UFC like still likes Yanez. They want him to bounce back here. And, you know, the losses are not that bad. Martinez and Font are both good fighters. They're ranked. They're not bad fighters by any means. I think that he's going to bounce back here and get a win, get back in the win column with a knockout. So really like Yanez in this fight. He's a big favorite, but I think it's kind of justified, to be honest, despite the last couple of losses. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think he gets a first-round finish, to be honest. You know, I think Adrian has had a tough year last year with losses against Font and Martinez. But this is pretty much, no disrespect to Salvador. Salvador goes up in weight class, and this is a fight where Yanez has to win. You know, let's be honest. If he loses this one, it kind of looks bad for him, I think. This is a fight he should win any day, in my opinion. So Adrian Yanez by TKO first round is my pick.
Yep, we got the same pick there too. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We got the welterweights as Temba Garimbo takes on Ramiz Brahmaj. Temba's a big favorite here too. He's not that big of a favorite. -185, +154 Ramiz. I like Temba though, Marcel. I think that Temba is going to be able to grapple his way to a win here. That fight with Court McGee really stands out in my mind with Ramiz. He just got taken down again and again and again. And I feel like that Temba could do the same thing, to be honest with you. I think you just take him down, grind him out, and win a decision probably. That's what I'm thinking happens here. What do you think?
Ooh. I'm picking Ramiz here. I think Ramiz has a better ground game than Temba has, to be honest. You know, the submission offense is really good. You know, Temba might take him down, but I think Ramiz catch him in something. I think Temba, if he wants to win, he has to keep it standing, to be honest, you know. I'm picking Ramiz, man, and Temba will hate it if he hears this, but I love Temba. He knows that, but I'm being honest. I think Ramiz catches him with the submission first or second round. I want first round submission for Ramiz.
There you go. All right, so you got a dog pick there. Another dog coming from Marcel. Well, the next fight here, we get the co-main event. Carlston Harris taking on Chaos Williams. Odds for this one, Chaos -135, Carlston Harris +114. I'll let you start in this one. What do you think?
Yeah, so Chaos Williams is kind of a really like inconsistent fighter, in my opinion. You know, he won his last one against Rolando Bedoya in a fight I thought he lost. You know, to be honest, he got the win by split decision. I still think he lost that fight. He got some good wins, man, against Miguel Baeza. He got a good win over Semelsberg, I remember. And everybody knows his first two wins over Alex Morono and Abdulrazak Al-Hassan within a half a minute, both by knockout. At the same time, man, he just hasn't convinced me so far, you know. If you look at Carlson Harris, a lot of experience. Is fighting for a long time already. He's from Guyana, but I think he's living in Brazil. He was on this losing way against Jeremiah Wells, but I don't know where I got that anaconda choke, which is one of his favorites, and he put Wells away. Dude, I think Chaos does well in the beginning, but I think Harris catches him with a submission, man. Again, I think I'm going with Harris submission second round, and I know it's a dog pick, so I have to go with a dog again. So here you go.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I honestly feel like this is one of the hardest fights in the card to call. I think this fight can go either way. I don't blame you at all for taking Carlson Harris. You know, for me, I'm a little bit higher on Chaos Williams than most. I think he's a really good fighter. He hasn't fought in a while. I think he kind of gets forgotten about, but I think he's a really solid fighter. I know he's coming off a kind of a close loss to Redondo, but I also feel like he beat Randy Brown too. So, you know, it's a tough one to call. Chaos to me, is, you know, he's I think he's just a better striker and he'll keep the fight standing. But again, if it goes to the ground, he could be in trouble against Carlson for sure. Carlson's nasty on the ground. We know that. That anaconda choke's nasty. He's on it twice now. So he could win. I wouldn't touch this fight with a 10-foot pole either, dude. But I'll take Chaos Williams. Probably, let me see here. Ooh, decision or knockout? I'm not sure. I got to see one second. Let me look at Carlson's record. I want to see if he's been, how his other losses are. Because I know he got knocked out by Shabcat, but I don't hold it against him. His losses, 2 by knockout, 3 by decision. Yes, I lead decision a little bit. Yeah, I'm leaning a little bit towards the decision, but it should be a really competitive fight. I could see it going either way, and I don't blame you taking a dog pick at all. All right, last fight here. We got Edson Barboza taking on Lerone Murphy. 5-round featherweight bout, main event. Murphy's favorite, -162. Barboza +136. I'm taking the miracle, dude. Lerone Murphy. I have to take him, Marcel. Listen, Barboza's a legend. I would call him a legend. I know maybe that. We talked about that term being thrown around, but I consider him one because to me, he's one of the best strikers to ever live. But at the same time, I mean, he has pulled off 2 straight upsets, so it's been amazing to watch. But I still don't trust his chin completely, dude. I still think he can get knocked out. He got dropped a couple times against Giga, against Bryce Mitchell. He's been dropped a lot in his career, and Murphy's got serious power too. You know, while Sadiq gassed out, I don't think Murphy will. I think Murphy's going to keep going, and I think Murphy will eventually finish him. So it's a huge spot for Murphy. He's got to win this fight to take that next step in his career, and I think he'll get it done. So give me Lerone Murphy, Marcel, by a knockout. What do you think? Ooh, another dog.
So I'm going with Edson Barboza, man. I kind of see this going the same way as the Yusuf fight, to be honest. I know you said Murphy probably not going to guess, but I think Edson Barboza technique is more technical, in my opinion, you know. Murphy had already difficulties with the Gabriel Santos guy, which is a fight he should have lost, you know. The Koulibal fight last time was good, but you saw Koulibal is also not what we thought he was. Listen, Murphy, good fighter, undefeated guy, can win the fight, definitely, you know, but I have more trust in Edson Barboza. As a 5-rounder, Edson has fought many 5-rounders. He knows how to fight these 5-rounders. For me, Edson Barboza, man, I think he wins the decision. So, yeah, I'm picking the Brazilian here to get this third straight win. God damn it, that was hard. Yeah, third straight win.
There you go. How much longer do you think the run is in prime? He's 32, right? So I think he's got a few years for sure.
Yeah.
Santos is the greatest only 2 fighter of all time. Which Santos do you talking about?
Gabriel. Gabriel's,
yeah, he's a beast. All right. That's it for UFC Vegas 92. Let's go to Bellator really quick, Marcel. Just do a really quick
preview. By the way, I got a little news here. Now I finally got it, so I can tell it. So the fight between Arlovski against Martin Budai was on June 15. That is now on June 29 on the Conor Chandler card. So,
really?
Changed the date.
Awesome. Good job, man. Bringing some news here for us on the podcast. All right, we'll go to Bellator really quick. I don't think there's odds for it yet. Actually, no, there is odds. They dropped them. Okay, so really quick, Marcel, I don't want to spend much time on this. I know you're more into the Bellator thing than me, and you have your Bellator. You still do the Bellator Zone podcast?
Yeah. Oh, that's probably this week. Yeah.
We'll just really quickly go through it. Apache Mix minus 275 over Mega Medoff. I like Apache to win. I think you do too.
Yeah.
Costello Vancinas minus 250 over Gregory Babini. Is that how you pronounce it?
I think it's Baban.
Baban. I like Costello.
Yeah, me too.
Cedric Doumbé minus 550 over Jaleel. I think Cedric wins for sure.
I'm not sure, but we'll see. I'm not as high as Cedric as a lot of people are.
Fair enough. But I mean, if you want to take a shot on Jaleel, plus 400, you know, there's some other fights in the card worth mentioning. Jonas Bellinario used to fight in contender. He's is Evan Landry. He's a favorite, minus 120. Archie Coughlin is minus 600 against Thibaut Gotti. You got Aspen Ladd, minus 165 against Shakalova. You also have Mansoor Barnawi, minus 400 in his fight. And then what's the other guy that's worth mentioning? Slim, minus 500 in his fight. Anything else that stands out to you in this card really quick?
Not really. You pretty much say the names I thought about. You know, the Slim Trabalsi guy. I'm curious to see how he does. Doumbé is interesting, of course. Obviously, the mixed Magomedov fight is very interesting. And for us personally here in the Netherlands, obviously, Costello Vanstinas, you know. So, yeah. Did you guys talk about Holland going to middleweight? Yeah, we did in the last show, I think we did. Shortly.
Yeah, we did. And I'm not sure what is this. I don't know about that decision, but regardless.
Or maybe we did off the record. I think we did off the record, man. Because
we talked a little bit after the podcast finished really quick, but when I was getting the other one ready, I can't remember. Do you guys think 203? Oh, sorry. You want to finish the
podcast? Yeah. I said like maybe it's like I lost the last two fights at welterweight. Why should I cut back to 170 if I'm not going to go to top 10 or whatever, you know? So maybe it's like I'm going back to 185. I have no idea. I'm just talking for thinking out loud, you know?
Yeah. Do you guys think 303 will be super stocked in international fight week? No, it's Connor and then, everything else.
They know the card will sell because Connor Chandler is on the card. So.
What's the co-main event right now? What is it?
Yeah, it's Khalil against Jamal Hill.
Yeah, that's a good fight too, though.
That's a good fight.
Yeah. All right, I think let's end the podcast a little early, Marcel. I think this last question. Do you like Waldo and Ty? Sure, why not?
Why not?
Actually, why not just do Ty and Rebellas? Fuck, why not?
Yeah.
Either works. All right, Marcel, let's get out of here. I got to get on with my day. I got to watch my softball game soon. Appreciate you guys joining us. Mother's Day edition of the podcast. Thanks again. We'll be back next Monday. A good segue, huh? Anyways, we'll be back next Monday. We'll break down. Well, actually, we'll just recap this card, and then there's a week off. So, and we did call Rebels fight. Thanks again, Antoine, for that. Thought they put Bo Nickel on the card. Me too, but I guess they're going to take a little break from him. All right, guys, have a great week. Talk to you guys soon. Good luck with your bets. Peace.